Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. These days, a trip to the ballpark can be quite a hit to the family budget. But as Yura Strayer, an assistant professor of sports and recreation management at Temple University, explains, some major league parks are implementing a new pricing structure that makes some days more affordable than others.
With baseball season upon us, millions of fans are getting in line and going online to buy tickets. But they may find that ticket prices are set a bit differently. Two seasons ago, the San Francisco Giants became the first pro sports franchise to introduce dynamic ticket pricing, where prices change daily based on various conditions, including starting pitchers, promotional giveaways, and even the weather. Dynamic pricing is a relatively low-cost solution for simultaneously boosting attendance and ticket revenue, which is certainly a popular formula for profit-driven sport organizations. However, as more teams price their inventory based on their evaluation of current markets, much like airlines do, they must carefully examine their strategies to account for consumers' differing perceptions of value. One factor in how tickets are valued, which is growing more important as teams change their ticketing systems, is the printed face value on the ticket. Consumers use this price to benchmark what's fair. The relationship between what a ticket actually costs and what it is worth in the mind of the consumer is critical in assessing price fairness. The printed face value ensures that these two figures remain close. Face value is also important in setting ticket prices in secondary markets, like StubHub or FanSnap, because sellers are similarly constrained by the printed price on tickets. While teams are increasingly driven to maximize profit by raising prices, their primary objective remains to sell as many tickets as possible. Fans can be reassured that teams are still likely to price tickets in the lower range of what's perceived as acceptable to make sure buyers still view prices as fair, even if those prices start changing as often as the weather.
That was Temple University's Yura Strayer. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. In the same ballpark, a diamond out jewel.